After months of negotiations between the city of Sitka and Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, the dollars and cents are finally coming into focus. At a meeting of the Sitka Assembly on Tuesday night, consultants Sarah Cave and Steve Hebner presented three options for financing the sale of Sitka Community Hospital. Option one, Search purchases Sitka Community Hospital for a one-time payment of $8,300,000 with a five-year lease of the building at $140,000 a year. Option two, Search purchases the business paying $700,000 annually for the next 22 years. That's a grand total of $15,400,000, plus a $1 annual lease and $646,000 toward the PERS termination cost. Option three, Search purchases the business for $9 million upfront with a $1 lease. While Cave and Hebner did not give a firm recommendation during public session, they stressed what they said were the pros of option two.
That appears to be the best and the only thing you wouldn't say safest. There's nothing more safe than getting $9 million, you know, on day one. But if you look at security and other things, and if we have the right protections in there, we would like to help you get the best return possible.
Hebner said that if the city was able to get more than 6.1% return on their investment, then receiving $9 million up front would be a good option. But he said that wasn't likely.
We don't believe historically you have been able to approach this rate of return over time. So this is the discount rate that makes it equivalent to the nine. And we say, well, if we thought we could outperform that, we would take the $9 million.
Shortly after Cave and Hebner opened up the floor for questions, Assemblymember Aaron Bean cut in to make a disclosure.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like you to rule on whether I could be part of the discussion or not before we get too far along or get into question and answer.
Bean said he recently secured a business deal with Search to provide charter fishing trips for the organization during the summer. City Clerk Sarah Peterson informed Mayor Gary Paxton that he needed to make the decision independently as to whether or not Bean could continue to participate in discussion.
No, my opinion is it's not a conflict.
I would move to overturn your decision, Mayor Paxton.
At a prior meeting, Assemblymember Valerie Nelson disclosed Bean's business with Search, believing it to be a conflict. But Bean said it would not change the way he would vote when it came to the sale of the hospital.
The timeline and the story is consistent. So there's nothing that should leave you to believe that my votes are going to be any different than they have. I think that I'm pretty sold on the idea. I think that the body is working in this direction, and we have been for a good 6 to 9 months now.
Ultimately, Bean was able to participate in the discussion, and Nelson's motion to overturn Paxton's decision failed, with Bean, Assemblymember Richard Ween, Paxton, and Assemblymember Kevin Knox voting against. Then came the matter of executive session. Assembly members each held draft copies of the Asset Purchase Agreement, or APA, and lease agreement for the hospital. And the assembly was set to discuss certain legal and financial aspects of those documents in executive session. But Assemblymember Richard Ween said he wanted to make the process more transparent.
I'm sorry that we can't do it, I'll say, as Frank Sinatra did, my way. Meaning that the members of the public and people at home could read along.
Ween said that when asking the consultants questions, he wanted to read directly from the document in order to add context for the public. He then began to read from his copy.
I'll give you an example under Article 1, Assets.
Excuse me, hang on one moment, please.
Okay. Oh, sure. Well, tell me what I can and can't do.
Outside legal counsel Sandy Johnson approached the podium. She said that even though parts of the APA are resolved from the consulting team's point of view, the document must remain confidential until the city and Search reach a formal agreement on the terms of the sale.
Once we have that meeting of the minds, then we'll be happy to go through clause by clause, sentence by sentence with you.
The assembly made a motion to go into executive session at 7:55, with Nelson and Ween voting against. They returned shortly after 10 p.m. No public action was taken. Once the city and Search come to a formal agreement, a final draft of the APA and lease will be made available to the public. The assembly is expected to vote on the APA in March. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.